This is Erica. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does she sleep in the same bed as her mother? Is her ex-husband the leader of the Hell's Angels? Or does she only date men who are larger than 6.5 inches? Where singles confess their faults and fears for a chance at love. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a pharmaceutical sales rep from Hobart, Indiana. Please welcome Erica. Hi, how are you?
Great, nice to meet you.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a guy who's romantic, passionate, and also who is a big city guy with small town values.
Ooh. Well, Erica, we got three great guys here. I just saw them, but they do have some baggage. I got to tell you that. You ready to meet him, though?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. He's an automotive executive from Laguna Beach, California. Let's hear it for Bond.
Hey, Erica.
I live at the beach, and I live in a big town, but I'm actually from a small town, so it's perfect for what you're looking for. And if you make some good choices today, you may end up waking up listening to the waves with me.
Up next, he's a radio host from Lake Forest, Illinois. Say hello to Carrie.
Hi, Erica. I'm Carrie. I'm smart, entertaining, compassionate, companionable, and caring.
There you go. A lot of C's there.
Very nice.
And finally, he's a teacher from Tustin, California. Give it up for Greg.
Hi, Erica. I'm a funny, sociable, passionate guy, and I'm looking for someone to be passionate with.
All right.
Three good-looking guys.
Very good-looking, yes.
Well, our three guys board, as you can see, they're small, medium, and large bags, each holding an embarrassing personal issue. Now, as the bags get bigger, so do their secrets. This way, Erica can uncover any deal-breakers before she chooses the man who is right for her. Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Vaughn. I won't eat anything green. What are you thinking there?
Okay, I'm thinking, I'm a pretty healthy girl. Yeah. I like to eat vegetables. Are you a healthy guy? Do you like those kind of things as well?
I have this thing with green food. It's just I see it and I shy away from it. And I like vegetables and I eat things like that. But if it's like green like pea, I don't like it. And I don't know why. It's very, very unique.
Carrie. I never used a stove.
Wow. I don't know.
Let's hope he knows how to turn you on.
So, exactly, right? I definitely like a guy that, you know, likes to cook, and maybe it's something we could do together. Would you be willing to learn?
Yeah, and can you at least clean dishes?
My mother was a gourmet cook, so I endlessly had to wash the dishes afterwards. Exactly, right? Which is reasonable.
So he'll wash dishes.
It's reasonable.
Yeah. All right.
And now, Greg, it's your turn. Reveal your baggage, please. I spend my weekends playing video games.
I like to get outside. I like to do things. Oh, I'm a little concerned that you may want to be indoors all the time playing video games.
I've grown up playing games and then casually been playing them all my life. But in the last couple of years, I've spent too many weekends down in the basement, I guess you could say, and I'm looking for a lifeline out.
Oh, it's in the basement, too.
Wow. Oh.
Well, okay. But so far, it's nothing that's insurmountable, okay,
exactly.
With the baggage of all three of them, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's more coming, because up next, the guys give an even bigger piece of baggage for you to look at, and Erica gives one of them the cold shoulder. Plus, which guy has a bedroom secret that's no joke under the sheets? Find out when we come back. girls come clean with their dirty laundry for a chance at love. Now, earlier, we saw the guy's smallest baggage. We've got Vaughn, who won't eat anything green. Carrie, who has never used a stove. And Greg, who spends his weekends playing video games. Now, Erica, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means opening up an even bigger piece of baggage. Now, we've placed their bags here totally at random, and when Erica decides which one is too big to handle, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be hitting the road. It is time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I always laugh when climaxing.
Wow.
Bag number two. I've chewed tobacco every day for 21 years. Bag number three. I never buy gifts for girlfriends. Well, I don't either anymore. My wife gets so ticked off. I stop. So what are you thinking here? I never buy gifts for girlfriends.
I can't imagine, like, a birthday passing and not getting a gift from my boyfriend. I think that'd be kind of weird.
So that's, he's a little bit selfish, maybe, or
just doesn't want, cheap.
I've chewed tobacco every day for 21 years.
Yeah, that's not fun, making out with a guy who is chewing tobacco all the time. That means he's done it for a long time.
Well, just look over there and see which one of them is losing their teeth. I always laugh when climaxing.
Did I do something to make him laugh? Like, is he laughing at me? Like, did I make him, did I do something that was funny?
Okay, Erica, which one of these is your deal breaker? Because whichever guy claims that particular bag, well, he's going to be out the door.
I'm going to have to say my deal breaker is I've chewed tobacco every day for 21 years. I'm sorry. I can't make out with that.
Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Is there anything you'd like to say?
You said you wanted somebody from a small town. I'm from a small town, and that's what we do. I started when I was really young, and I just do it occasionally to unwind, and I promise I would never try and kiss you with it. But, hey, habits are habits. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Vaughn, but it is time to pack up and go. All right, we've got two guys remaining. We have Terry, who always laughs when he climaxes, and Greg, who never buys gifts for girlfriends. Gentlemen, please join us over on the hot seat.
Erica, this is my biggest baggage. I admit I was young, stupid, and impulsive at the time, but I've changed. But after seeing those two losers you ended up with, I don't think a little bit chewing tobacco will bother you at all.
Welcome to the hot seat. Now, Erica, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Now let's hear what the guys have to say. Carrie always laughs when he climaxes. Greg, what are your thoughts?
I guess my reaction to that is, like, it's like kind of weird dating a clown. And then, like, when you climax, you get this, like, laugh, and then, like, expect, like, a little squirt from a flower also at the end. So it just seems anticlimactical. It's a buzzkill. Yeah.
Why do you laugh?
Well, when you're with somebody and you like somebody, it's a joyous thing. And there's a nerve in the human body, by the way.
Yes.
Some people, like, have paroxysms and flail and have little earthquakes. I laugh.
So you laugh every time you have a climax. Is the corollary true? Every time you laugh, are you having a climax?
Yes.
I'll try not to be funny.
Yeah.
Hey, cut it out. Greg never buys gifts for girlfriends. Carrie, any thoughts?
There's probably a good reason why he doesn't. I can't really imagine what that is. Never, never to buy gifts for women for any reason whatsoever.
What is that reason?
The reason is I hate the idea of trying to, like, figure out what the girl wants. I'm much more of a let's shop together type of person.
Okay.
I do gift cards.
All right, gentlemen, it is time to move things along now, so I'm going to ask each of you a series of questions so Erica can see how suitable you are as her date. Let's start with Carrie. Carrie, if you will please step into the hot spot. What James Bond film best describes your sex life? Dr. No, For Your Eyes Only, or Octopussy?
Wow, I'd love to say Octopussy, but it sounds naughty. I'll say For Your Eyes Only.
What's your most surprising accomplishment?
Speaking three languages.
Erica's a sales rep. If you had to sell yourself, what slogan would you use?
It's transparent, it's warm, and it's all yours.
Finish this sentence. If I had only one night with Erica, I would...
throw flower petals at her feet and show her that life is really wonderful.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yay!
When you hear his answers, which one sticks out? What comes to mind?
The clear, transparent liquid, and it's all yours. That's kind of... I don't know if I want to see that.
Yes. Greg, please step into the hot spot. Could your former lovers fill an office, an entire floor, or building?
Cubicle.
What's the most outrageous thing you've ever worn?
A woman's thong, leopard, holding a volleyball.
What's something you own that you'd never sell?
My cat.
You spot Erica at a club. Demonstrate how you'd approach her on the dance floor. Thank you. So, what about his answers? What strikes you about them?
I kind of like the answer of him holding a volleyball wearing a leopard thong. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, Erica, I don't want you to choose either of these guys right now because you don't know Carrie and Greg's biggest piece of baggage, and that could really shake things up. And don't forget, Erica brought her own baggage, too.
Better believe it.
Does she sleep in the same bed as her mother? Is her ex-husband the leader of the Hell's Angels? Or does she only date men who are larger than 6.5 inches? Which one is the truth? Find out when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage. I'm here with Eric, our pharmaceutical sales rep, who wants a prescription for new love life. Now, two single guys are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and Erica has to make her final decision. Will she choose Carrie, who cooks nothing but giggles at every orgasm? Or Greg, who spends his weekends on video games and his money on no one? Gentlemen, it is time to show us your biggest piece of baggage. Carrie. With 50
wow.
women and 50 men. 50 women? Now, what's your concern about that?
I mean, I don't know if I could be with a guy that, you know, likes guys. I mean, I want to be with a man that wants to be with women.
Yeah. Well, I would just say this wasn't all in one day, right?
Okay.
And that over the course of time, you sort of develop what works best. I happen to think that humanity is an extraordinary thing, and I don't particularly limit myself to just this or just that. But the person that you like is the person you want to be with. And you give them 100% of you, and you don't look in either direction. Yeah.
Greg, please reveal your baggage. I haven't had a relationship in 7 years. Now, what is your concern here?
Is this guy, are you picky? Are you difficult to satisfy? I mean, he may be just looking for something that's unattainable. I think that would be my main concern. Would I be able to live up to your standards? I mean, I think I need more information on this. Is it because you didn't want to be in a relationship, or you just, it didn't work out?
No, I had been in a 3.5-year relationship with a girl, and I thought she was, you know, extremely beautiful, had a high level of passion, and compared other girls to that same level of passion, and it's just never sparked. And so my casual dating experience, plus all the baggage issues and some other carry-on luggage we haven't talked about, has has prevented it from ever getting serious for 7 long years.
Yeah. All right, Carrie, tell Erica why she should choose you and not Greg.
Well, I think she should choose whoever's a good fit for her, right? Because you're the one having the experience. I think Greg's a stand-up guy. I think I am too. Maybe something can happen here. I really don't know.
Greg, why should Erica choose you and not Carrie?
I'd say, you know, I'm definitely 100% focused on what I want. I'm not so much 50-50. And together, you know, we could probably conquer the world, even if it's just virtually.
Well, Erica, it is time to choose. Will it be Carrie, who has never used the stove, always laughs when climaxing, and has slept with 50 women and 50 men? Or will it be Greg, who spends his weekends playing video games, never buys gifts for his girlfriends, and hasn't had a relationship in 7 years? Well, Erica, it is time to send one of these men packing.
You have too much baggage.
Oh. Carrie, I'm sorry, it's time to pack up and go.
Well, it's okay. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Congratulations, Greg and Erica. But it's not over yet. Greg has to decide if he wants to be with her after seeing her big baggage. Did we make a match? We'll find out when we come back. Stay with us. And Greg here for a romantic night out, but the roles are reversed, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Erica's big red bag? Does she sleep in the same bed as her mother? No. Is her ex-husband the leader of the Hell's Angels? Or does she only date men who are larger than 6.5 inches? Greg, what would be the toughest baggage for you to handle?
I guess the one is the 6.5 inches. I mean, I'm a 5'10", just normal guy. I'm not a porn star or anything, so.
You may have revealed more than you needed to, if it's not that. Yeah. Erica, please reveal your baggage. Men who are larger than 6.5 inches. Whoa. What's that about?
I mean, to me, it's really important to have a good intimacy in a relationship.
Yeah.
And my experience has been if the guy is too small that, you know, I can't be satisfied sexually. So, I mean, the guy, you're going to spend some time with a guy. He's got to, you know, he's got to bring something to the table.
Well, they don't call me the jackhammer for nothing, so.
Is this baggage something you can handle?
I accept your baggage.
Congratulations! All right, Greg and Erica will enjoy a luxurious wine tasting adventure through the vineyards of Santa Barbara. Remember, love can lift us up when we carry each other's baggage. We'll see you next time.
Well, Erica, thanks for picking me.
Thanks for being here. And just so you know, my birthday's coming up soon, so.
Okay, duly noted, duly noted.